Good morning, everybody. Our star of the week led his team to a victory over a squad with only one previous loss, with 22 points, including 3 for 3 from three-point land, and 6 of 8 in two-pointers. Plus, he pulled on 17 rebounds. Our star is Kelvin Jones of Brookside.
You know, we've been working hard in practice, and it's starting to pay off. As you can see, we knocked off a really good big team.
And that team being Lutheran West, what were the keys to defeating the Lutheran West team that recently had at Buckeye its only league loss?
Beating their press in a full court press net. It was really hard for us to, it was a key point for us to pass the ball on ball movement and get out of their traps as quick as possible and get up the court and beat them. Doing that, we got wide open looks and it worked.
Kelvin, you were on fire Friday, going 3 for 3 from three-point land and 6 of 8 in two-pointers. Any special reasons for your hot shooting?
The teammates giving me the ball, you know, consistently, and just kept the hot hand going.
And you also had a hot hand in rebounding, so to speak, because you had 17 rebounds, so you also did very well in that area of the game.
Yeah, working on coaches that always work on our box outs. So we have like a specific drill. Like shell, war drill, and that's boxing out and getting out into our transition. And we knew playing Lutheran West, that was going to be a big key. So we really put down that.
Not having school Friday due to the weather obviously did not affect you, did it?
Nope, not at all. Still had the same mindset as we would, even if there was.
Kelvin, not many people considered Brookside a Pac Stars contender before the season. How has the team become a true challenger?
Hard work. I'm playing, this coach always says, Cardinal basketball. And that's what we've been doing.
Has there been a special influence in your sports life? Anybody who got you started in sports at a young age?
I'd have to say just watching the Cavs on TV, really. I was a late bloomer. I didn't start playing basketball until like sixth grade.
Sixth grade, and where was that?
I played for a CYO team, actually, in St. Thomas.
Any favorite subjects in school at Brookside High School? Any favorite classes?
I'd have to say English.
And who's your teacher for that?
Her name is Mrs. Molnar.
Any plans for your career after high school?
I plan on going to college and studying or majoring in physical therapist.
Any goals you have for the rest of your athletic career?
Keep making room for improvement.
He has improved to become one of the best around. Kelvin Jones of Brookside, our star of the week. In girls basketball last night, Lorraine High put an end to a 9-game losing streak, battling back from a 6-point deficit with less than 3 minutes remaining to top Maple Heights 42-41. Junior Melina Nieto hit the game-winning free throw and led the Titans with a personal high of 14 points. Destiny Wilson added 11 before falling out with 3 minutes remaining. Outstanding 3-year guard Angelique Flores, who has been playing courageously since coming back from a knee injury, hit a big 3-pointer to start the winning rally. Elyria High football 2-time first team Division I All-Ohio linebacker Connor Kamchik is going to continue his career at defensively strong Marist. Connor had an incredible 211 tackles last season for the Pioneers after a state-leading 161 the year before. Most high school basketball games scheduled for tonight have already been canceled, except for these contests. In the pack, no word on any cancellation of 8-5 Brookside at 4-10 Oberlin and 4-7 Firelands at 10-5 Clearview. And in the Southwestern Conference, 11-1 Westlake at 8-8 Amherst. On WUOL at 5:06, the Cobus Insurance Center countdown at the Q presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, preceding Cavs New Orleans basketball. Jim Allen, WEOL Sports.